The Traveler's Journal, May 26th. Avoiding rental car surprises. Most travelers know they need a valid driver's license to rent a car, along with a credit card or prepaid voucher. But do you also know that some companies check your driving record, or that there are both upper and lower age limits for renting a car? Too often, the biggest surprise is the final bill. Rental fees are a big factor, of course. There are two basic car rental options, daily rates and longer-term plans with free mileage. Daily charges are calculated on a 24-hour period, with extra fees if you return the car later than a one-hour grace period. Weekend plans generally run from noon Thursday to noon Monday. If you rent a car by the week and bring it back early, you may be charged more. If you return the car to another location, significant drop-off charges may accrue. Rental rates never include the cost of gas, so fill the tank before returning the car. Rental company prices can be twice as fuelish as nearby pumps, which at today's prices adds up to a hefty investment. Most companies will reimburse drivers for normal operating expenses like oil and necessary repairs if they provide receipts. Drivers are also offered various insurance policies, which, depending on the auto coverage they have at home, may or may not be necessary. Taxes are another big and often overlooked rental car line item. Many countries, states, cities, even airports tack on daily surcharges, which can add up to 25% of the total bill. The best way to avoid nasty check-in surprises? Ask for an estimated final bill when you rent the car. That's also the best time to ask about any charges you don't understand. You'll find a world of helpful travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.